Whatever.
Are you wearing a Mandy shirt?
Yeah. I
She had to
am.
make up for the last time she didn't have the
When,
shirt
well,
on for the
I, yeah,
movie.
I forgot.
You
Yeah, I
did.
was like,
The Jennifer's Body shirt.
Yeah, she's like, wears that more often than not, probably. And like the one day we're actually doing the movie.
I know. I wear that shirt all the time and I didn't wear it that day, but I was like, oh, I have a Mandy shirt. So I want to wear it.
Silly Aid.
Yay. I know.
Oh, I have something. Y'all talk.
Okay.
I can't find.
Can't find what?
Have a box of cheddar macaroni. I mean, goblin cheddar.
Goblin cheddar. That's amazing.
No, my friend gave it
Is
to
that a
me,
real
and that's,
thing?
I mean, it was made for the movie. It was like a limited thing, and my friend bought a bunch of them and gave us all some. I can't find my, it's in my library somewhere, and I don't want to take up too much time looking for it because I'm pretty sure it just looks like a book right now with me and my dumb ass trying to look for it.
Unless you ate it without a.
Is that a fat joke?
No. This is Slashers, your new favorite podcast about your new and old favorite horror media. Apparently, according to last episode, we don't do enough multimedia.
Oh, she
And the
listened.
boys get, yes, the boys get to talk all about their comic books while Aid is away. How convenient.
Yeah.
But now Aid is back. So,
Boo.
oh,
Kill
I know.
that.
So sorry.
She's like, and that will be the last time you hear about comics on this show.
Exactly.
It's like, sorry, kids.
Not sorry. Anyway, I'm joined today with my mutant goons from beyond, my boo boo Mikey,
Hi.
and oh, and Lance.
Hello.
Boys, say hello to the mutant goons from beyond, even though you've said it
I'm Jersey
already.
girl.
And yeah, I know. Like, what is going on? I leave for 1 week and everything is in disarray.
Hi again.
Anyway, hello.
Hello again.
Okay,
Sorry.
thank you. No, you're not. We decided that it was my pick for this week, thankfully, and I decided to pick 2018's Mandy starring Nicolas Cage. So I'm really excited to talk about that one with you guys. I've been wanting to talk about it for a while now, ever since I've watched it. I do have the t-shirt on. It is one of probably my top Nicolas Cage movies. I do love him in Valley Girl and Moonstruck, but those are such old movies. And I'm not a huge fan, you know this, of the what are the shitty Declaration of Independence movies and all
National
that.
Treasure.
Yeah,
I
whatever.
love
I hate
National
it.
Treasure. National Treasure is so good. I
You're
don't
such a
care.
guy. Lampoon's Treasure.
Oh my gosh.
Those
Come
movies are
on.
so bad. They're just so corny. They're
And
so
don't forget
awful.
his pinnacle role as when his first Dracula role before Van Helsing, or not Van
Mean
Helsing, I'm sorry.
vampire.
Yeah, the
Rent.
vampire one where he actually eats a cockroach.
That
Vampire's
Vampire's
Kiss.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Lance. That's not his
Lance.
first Dracula role. That's his first vampire role.
Well, his portrayal of a vampire, technically.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I've
Thank
never
you.
seen
Thank you. Thank you for
it.
your mansplanation. I appreciate
Wow.
it.
It'd be a gay explanation. It was from
Gay
Mikey.
explanation. I didn't say
Mikey
it. You did.
didn't say it. You did. Have you lost your mind? Are you going senile right in front of us? My
He's
goodness.
going gay in front of us again.
Well, that too, I suppose, which I guess is fine. Anyway, so whose first watch was this? Was this anybody's first watch, or had you all seen it before?
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's been a really long time, obviously, since like when it first came out, but I realized there were certain things that still bug me.
Did you see it in theater?
Yeah, I did actually.
Did you, Aid?
No, we streamed it.
Yeah, I never saw it in theater. I wanted to, but I never caught it. And my friend was always bugging me to watch it because he's like, it's my favorite. Blah, blah.
It was a very short theatrical run. And then they started streaming it, I think, through Shudder because it's quote and a Shudder exclusive. So for those of you who haven't seen it yet, there will be plenty of spoilers ahead of us in this episode. However, before we get into the movie, is there, I know that Mikey, you just saw, who saw that new one? The,
The devil one,
yes, the devil one with,
me.
okay. So, any new horror media? Mikey, would you like to go first since that one's actually getting really good reviews from a lot of people? Late Night with the Devil.
Yes, Una Noche con Diablo. Which actually, funny enough, it actually has a connection to this movie because they talk about a demon, Braxis, and Braxis is who the cult members worship in Mandy.
Nice connection.
So, Late Night with the Devil is really, really good. The only thing that bothers me when people say, I've never seen anything like it, I'm like, bitch, watch Ghost Watch and WNUF Halloween special. They're all great, but I wouldn't say Late Night with the Devil invented this idea. But it's very 70s, so age, you'd love that. Mr. Dalmatian, whatever his name is, did a really good job. And I was kind of, because those movies are really fun, like WNUF Halloween special, I wouldn't really consider it scary because they're campy. It's 80s slash 90s. I don't remember which decade it was in. But a lot of the fun comes from the nostalgic commercials and, you know, the way it looked
I love that.
in the presentation. Whereas Late Night with the Devil successfully was very creepy. So I was very pleased about that. Because when you make movies like this, you can't just start it off with a girl twisting her head all the way around, going full exorcist. Because then it's like, well, that's not believable because this is supposed to be something that's taken place in front of millions of people. So, of course, it does like the slow creeping of the magnitude of the events. But it was really good. I like it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, and it's definitely on my top list of things to watch.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I'm really excited to see that one. And then what else
I saw something
watched?
else. I'm wondering if I've talked about it. I always had see, don't get old, people. Don't do drugs. Don't drink too much. Take your
I was gonna watch
antidepressants. I know it makes it all worse.
that Easter movie, but I passed out before I got the chance to watch it after I showed you guys on
Oh,
the
Easter,
chat.
bloody Easter.
Yeah, which I was
Yeah.
kind of hoping it was like gonna be like some like parallel to Christmas Bloody Christmas. So I was like, oh, okay. Like maybe it's gonna be a correlation to it. I'm like, yeah. And I was like, I looked into it. I mean, it looks funny, you know what I mean? It looks good, you know, like in its own way. But it reminded me more of Postcards to the Devil, or right, or what was the right the one that you showed me, Mikey, the one that's almost
Oh
like a
my
mark.
God. Slater's letters from Satan Claus.
Oh, Satan Claus,
Postcards
yeah.
from the
Hey,
devil.
maybe
It does
that'll
have
be
that
somebody's
vibe.
movie.
It
Yeah,
does
but
have
like,
that
because the
vibe.
buddies, at one point are like gonna come at you, and I was like getting critters from the bunnies, you know, and I was like,
I was
oh man,
getting
this,
Critters vibes also, especially because it was on Easter, Critters 2 specifically.
yeah.
That's so
So
this is how
I was like,
I
oh, this really
know.
looks fun.
This is how I know I've known Lance for quite a while because now I understand his language.
He has his own language. He
Yeah.
does. I know what he's trying to say, but he doesn't quite get there, does he?
No, but we still love him all the same.
That's true.
So I was mistaken. It wasn't a horror movie. It was Love Lies Bleeding. I think I mentioned it already last time. Love that one. But the one that I forgot who sent it. There was like a Spanish film someone sent in our group chat on Screenbox that was like a mixture of Ghostbusters and Evil Dead. I want to see that really bad. Oh
Yes,
yeah, wasn't
I
that
do
you, Aid?
too. That was me, and it's a Screenbox original. And what the hell was it? Let's just look it up really quick. We can always come
Maybe
up
if we
with.
do Cinco de Mayo month, we can do Spanish movies and review that one along with whatever else I wanted to do that I forgot. Oh,
Oh, we need to do When Evil Lurks at some point.
Satanic Hispanics or whatever
Satanic
that and that
Hispanics.
is. Yeah.
What was that? Is that a TV series? What was that TV series? There's one like that
Oh,
that
Los
it's
Es Spookies.
Yeah, that was actually really good. I saw a
See,
couple
on the
episodes of that.
same
I just never
wavelength.
went. I know. You're like, yes. So
Yep.
we're just finishing each other's sentence. That's
I
basically what's
know. My
happening.
goodness. Florida's going to be a dang mess.
Oh my gosh. I'll just
She's
leave you
so
guys
jealous
alone
of
while we're
her.
in
The problem is, Mikey,
Orlando.
you're gonna get super drunk and you're gonna end up like Yahaira at some point,
No, I'm just going to be crying.
probably.
Poor
Oh.
Yahaira. I almost killed her. I feel so bad. The film that we're talking about that's actually a Screenbox original is Ghost Killers versus Bloody Mary. So if y'all don't have Screenbox yet, Mikey has it. He seems to enjoy it. So at some point, I guess we'll all have to bite the bullet and get it as well. Or I'll just get it and give everyone my password like I do with the Shutter.
I wish that's how it worked. Mikey already is trying to do this for me, and it looks like I'm just gonna have to drop the 60 on it because it's like
It
how
won't
much
work on
is it?
Lance's TV. Well, 60 for a
60,
year.
what's not
Oh, that's
bad.
not bad.
No, it's like what, $4 a month ish? Five?
That's not
Yeah.
bad. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I think Shudder's like $6.99 a month. So,
Yeah.
and that's reasonable. If it's under $10 a month, like I'm totally fine with it. But
Yeah.
Netflix is almost $20 at this point,
Yeah,
and it's like
Netflix is on my last nerve. I'm about to, if T-Mobile didn't pay for it, I would cancel it. But I still have to pay like $7 because it's like we're increasing it. T-Mobile's still gonna pay $15, but we have to pay the rest. I'm like, fuck my tits.
you're like,
I
what does
know.
that have to do with me?
Yeah.
And it's hard because it's like, you know, what do you do? Do you just kind of get everything onto one platform, or do you just, you
Lance
know?
knows.
So, and then Easter Bloody Easter, I just wanted to touch on that really quick because I follow Dian Foster and she's been talking about this for a while now and she's been posting so many things about it. And for those of you who don't know Dian Foster, she is an indie horror actress. She's in a lot of different horror movies, but most notably, The Orphan Killer parts one and two are like some of my favorite indie horror films. And Mikey, I know you're very into the indie scene, so I guess when you get here, you're more than welcome to watch one of them with me. And like, it's got a lot of good practical effects and gore, and she's adorable.
Hell
And
yeah,
I really,
brother. Is she the
and she's,
blonde one?
yeah, she's blonde.
Okay.
She's the blonde one, and it's her production company that produces the film, the Wally Bird Productions, which is named after her late brother. So, I just think it's really like she's just really interesting and fun, and she's super cute, and she's always posting really cute outfits and stuff like that. So she's like sunshine and roses, and then she does these like you know bloody movies, which I think is hilarious. So,
We love
there's
to
that.
see it.
But yeah, so that's about it, I guess, with as far as new things goes. I don't think I've watched anything new. I still haven't seen, and I've been dying to watch it, is Mikey, what's the one we like? The
Movie?
desert one. Horror in the
Oh,
High
Horror in the
Desert
High
Part
Desert.
Two.
You haven't seen
Yeah.
the second one yet?
I have it. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
now's the time because the creator Dutch Marine just posted on Twitter saying that the third one's about to come out soon. So, and I messaged him
Oh.
back and I was like, oh, thanks, bitch, because that means I have to rewatch the first and the second one.
Oh,
I'll be honest, the
no.
second one is very short, but both of the times I've watched, I may not have been completely sober, so I need to revisit. Because a lot more happens in the second one.
Well, the first one was so good because, you know, if you can sit through the movie, first of all, it feels very real. And then the ending, that one scene scared the shit out of me. And I was like, oh, so.
Yeah.
You know,
The second one's
but
very
anyway.
scary, so I support
Okay, well, I'll definitely have to watch that soon. So back to
it.
Mandy. So Mandy comes out a couple of years ago, and it was one of those. I don't know if you guys had seen any of the trailers or anything for it when it was popular at the time, but it really, for some reason, I really wanted to watch it. I kept seeing all of these ads for it. It looked like a lot of fun. Nicolas Cage's face, and you always see this, which spoiler alert, if you all haven't seen the film yet, the part where he's like looking at the camera all fucked up and
In
crazy
the
at the
car.
end, yeah, in the car is the ending of the film, right? So, you know, like when you get to that part and then it ends, you're like, are you fucking serious? Like, how are they gonna put the end of the movie in the trailer? But you know, I think it works.
Either
Either
that or you go like, woo, nice job,
yeah,
fuckers.
I think,
Yeah.
well, also because in the trailer you don't really know it's the end because it just looks like he's driving. But if I remember correctly, even though I didn't see it right away, I think what drove a lot of people to the theater to go watch it is they advertised heavily that this is like a heavy metal inspired, trippy, like if you love these bands and this music from the 70s and Manson, that this is pretty much made for you. Obviously, you
Yeah,
didn't
I
get
mean,
there.
it definitely dragged me to the theater because it was one of those things where it's like, okay, because I'm more of a fan of Nicolas Cage when he does really like off the wall shit. Like he seems to really thrive when it comes to those kind of movies. And this definitely like gave off that vibe, like, oh shit, okay. Because
Yeah.
like again, like you said, his eye gesturing and his facial mannerisms when it looks like it's like gonna be like, oh my God, like kind of crazy, crazy. I was kind of like, all right, I'm
Well,
in.
I
Soundtrack
mean,
seems pretty decent. And he's
fuck me
bloody.
if I'm wrong, but like, I think this is the start of the Nicolas Cage resurgence, isn't it? Because after this, we had the Llama one, and then we had Wonderland one, Pig, all the
Yeah,
other
because it
ones.
is. I
I
thought Pig was
think.
maybe before that, but maybe, yeah, this is might be the one that like, which is weird because I have so many issues with their editing for this.
He gets on a horror podcast and all of a sudden he's over here, Lance Editor 2.0. You guys
I
need to edit this show,
know.
folks. My goodness.
I know.
I'll give you a clue. There's one person here who's not an editor. I'm just kidding.
Well, he's got lots to say about
This is, okay, I know Nicolas Cage is like big, whatever, everybody loves him, yada, yada, yada. I am going to upset everybody and say I really liked him in Ghost Rider. I know we don't like Amber Heard, whatever, but she was okay in it. But when I saw Ghost
Mikey.
Rider, I was like, this is what? I'm sorry. I'm
Oh.
sorry. It was okay.
Sorry, what was okay?
Ghost Rider with Amber Heard.
Oh.
Anyways, and then after that, he did Left Behind, and I was like, okay, here's the death of Nicolas Cage's career. And then after Left Behind, it was kind of quiet with some not so great movies. But then he did Mom and Dad in 2017 with Selma Blair, and that's when I was like, oh, that's cool. It wasn't like the movies he does now, but it was kind of getting there, like an indie horror where he plays like a, I don't know if y'all have seen it, but it's basically parents try killing their kids for some weird reason. Like there's like a epidemic going on where parents are now trying to kill their kids, and he
Oh
plays the
yeah,
dad.
it's a
And
great
then
movie.
it is
Great
really good,
movie.
and I love Selma
Yeah.
Blair. And then in 2018, Mandy comes out and starts this Renaissance era of Cage, Nicholas Uncaged, if you will. And then Color of Outer Space, Running with the Devil, Pig, Willy's Wonderland, Butcher's Crossing, and then Renfield, Sympathy for the Devil. And things are still coming out that are all in the same kind of, even though Renfield is definitely more mainstream, the other stuff is a little more wackadoodle and hit or miss.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's, I think, really important that we note that, because I feel like these off the wall bonkers films showcase what he can do so well. And especially with this one, you know, he totally goes flies off the handle, obviously, for good reason. But I was actually reading that that's when he was going through his divorce with his newest wife, and he had to like get all his rage out somehow because he said he didn't see it coming and blah, blah, blah. So I think that was a really good, him screaming in the bathroom, drinking the vodka in his underwear, I think is probably, he's so good at just doing these types of roles. Because like, if you even look back at like, you know, Moonstruck in 87, he was only 24 when he did that movie. And or 22, I think he was younger than that, I can't remember. But like, he's so good at just playing like these, and I don't even want to say that they're crazy, but they're overly eccentric characters that are believable. Like, they don't really feel like this is like a character you'd never meet, because you kind of already always know someone who's just kind of a little off, and like you hit the wrong button and boom. And so I think he does a really good job with that. And so I'm actually really happy that he did this one, because it kind of restored my faith in him, because I thought he was doing a lot of this. And you're right, Mikey, because if you look at, he did a lot of franchise films from 2004 and 2011. So, you know, National Treasure, I know, somewhere in the midst of all that bullshit.
Oh, a Ghost Rider's bad? Jeez.
Oh
Anyways.
yeah, I go, well, I don't
Yes.
really, I've
Johnny
always
Blaze should
seen.
not be that old. I don't care what anybody says. Also, could you imagine him and Jeff Goldblum being in a movie together?
Ugh.
I'm just
And Eiffel
saying.
towering me. It's amazing. But he's a very intense actor. I mean, hello, everybody. All three of us were on set this past few months and were doing, you know, giving Meryl Streep a run for her money, honestly. And, you know, if you tune into Frightmare's podcast with Austin, when Jenna was on, she talked about, this is Jenna Connell. I was going to say Duane Tatum. This is Jenna Connell from Renfield. She talks about how, you know, he'd be off, like he was a great person. She loved talking to him, but he'd be off like in the corner, like running his lines, getting into character and stuff. And she was like, it was a feat to see for sure. So he's definitely one of those really intense actors that takes his acting very seriously, no matter what the part is. And that's very respectable.
I think he even has a screaming coach.
Yes, I did
Does he
read that
really?
also. Yeah, he was uncredited in the movie though.
Yeah, but I mean that it just shows you like he does take it seriously for something. I mean, when you think of, especially with horror, a lot of people look at, frown upon horror. It's such a niche genre that they stick their nose up to it. I can't tell you how many times I can't stand when I hear someone say, "Oh, we don't watch horror. We don't like horror. Oh, I don't like horror. It's too much. It's, but you'll sit there, you know, and you'll watch a slog, you know, drama infused bullshit. What the hell was on the gym the other day that I'm like, I cannot believe this is a movie. Pitch Perfect Part 2.
Oh.
What the fuck?
The
You'll
acapella
watch,
movie?
You'll watch that garbage, but you're like, oh, horse bit. Like, I don't want to
Oh
hear it.
yeah, basically
And
watch National Treasure.
yeah, pretty much.
I didn't mind Pitch Perfect either, so you know, there it is.
I'm
The
sure
first
you
one was
didn't.
great. Yeah.
I don't even remember it.
The
Couldn't even
second
tell
one, I
you
think they go to
when jump the
Germany.
shark.
No, but you know, and they always snub horror when it comes to awards and stuff. And everybody's like Toni Collette, what's her name from Us? Not Clementine, what's her name? From Us, the main actress? Lupita Nyong'o. Why do I want to
Oh,
say Clementine?
okay.
That's my grandma's name.
Clementine.
Well, because I was like,
It's
oh, you know why? Because I know she had the same name as my grandma. My grandma's middle name was Lupita. Anyways, Lupita Nyong'o. They're always like, give them awards because honestly, like the thing about horror actresses is they have to act with no reference of how this is because no one goes through death and comes back and is like, let me act it out. Yeah, you can go through a breakup, act it out, go through heartbreak, act it out, go through a broken leg and act it out, but like no one knows what it's like to die because you don't live afterwards. So try running and doing that random award-winning actress, Emma Stern.
Oh my God, please.
For
And
real.
so I know. And this is, and that's fine. Like, you can have your genre that you flock to, right? But at the end of the day, like this is not an easy role. I don't even know, like just at the beginning, he's so subdued. And then when everything happens and it just kind of like, the whole catalyst of the film, once that happens, you see a whole shift in the movie in tone and in aesthetic and all of that, which I think is just amazing because at the beginning it was very subdued, right? Like they're living this like, calm life near Crystal Lake. Gotta love that,
Yeah,
right?
that
Gotta
was a
love that
little
reference.
obvious. I was like, okay, I
Yeah,
get
it was
it.
like, huh, probably shouldn't live near that lake. Just saying.
She's an artist. I think it's 1983, I want to say, and she's an artist, and she also works at the gas station to help pay bills. He
She's
does
the
his
president of the
thing.
Tilda Swinton fan club. Like, she loves
Clearly,
Motley Crue.
yes. And so, they're a nice couple because they have these conversations. And one of the things that I was dreading, besides watching what happens to her, but was rewatching, was that story she tells about her father bludgeoning the starlings, which I think is just so horrific. Mikey laughs. Thank you,
That's
Mikey.
because I have to tell you all about.
What the time that you bludgeoned a bag of starlings?
No,
Please don't. I have
I'm
no
gonna
need to hear
say
this.
I can't take this movie seriously. And it's because it starts at that story. You know that my favorite meme I send y'all with the Barbie who's like with her double chin, and she's like, that was my face from that point until the end. And I was like, you know why I wouldn't be in this situation? It's because if someone told me that story, I'd be like, why are you telling me this? We need to get you to a therapist. Like, and so, yeah, that was my face from here on out throughout the rest of the movie was, and I'm gonna have to send that to y'all again or put it on my background because I just love that meme. And this, I was laughing the whole time during this movie because I was just imagining that meme being my reaction to everything going on.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like the story is horrific in and of itself. I hate listening to it. It's really in the way that she tells it. So the actress in question, and she's always playing these roles. And I've seen her in other things, but like Andrea Riseborough, like she's always playing these types of roles that are like odd and kind of creepy, even if the movie isn't creepy. And yes, she does look a lot like Tilda Swinton, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm looking at a picture of her here with her face done and her hair done, and she looks amazing. And Mandy, like, she's not ugly or anything, but she's not, like, she just,
Are you saying
which,
she looks better with darker hair?
no, I think she
And
looks really
gloomy
pretty.
looking?
She's got light hair in real life. She's 42,
She looks like
I guess.
Nell.
Yeah, she won a BAFTA award for, or nominated for playing Margaret Thatcher on
Feral woman.
TV. So that's cool. And I guess she was in National Treasure.
Oh, wow. She's a national treasure, y'all.
I guess so.
Boom, boom.
Bless
Told
her
you.
heart. But she was in something recently that I saw her and I was like, oh my God, that's Mandy. And it was something odd that I didn't expect to see her in. But oh, she was cast in Waco. So I guess she's just like used to being in these types of dreadful cult movies or cult things, right? So.
Nutbag fun, adventurous cult movies. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, so who else is in this? Is Owen Fjord, who was who plays Sally Hardesty's character in the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. She's also in the film. She follows me. I love her. Thank you. And she does amazingly in this job too. Like, this is a very like it's set in the 80s, but it feels very 70s aesthetic with the cult once they arrive,
Oh
right?
yeah, I think it's because we automatically pull from Manson, and Manson was 70s.
Yeah. And so
Yeah.
it's very, very similar to how Manson and all of those operated. It also feels like, what's the one who would sleep with all the girls? What was his name?
David Koresh.
Was that what? Yeah, David Koresh. Like, he feels very David Koreshy. And then, like, and of course, when she's all drugged up and he like pulls his robe open and you see his nasty little potato dick, and you're like, that was my face, Mikey. That was exactly my face. I would have laughed too. I guess it would have been set on fire in the sleeping bag.
I cut off the whole meme. I made a meme and it's this image and it says on top, my dad came up with the bag of starlings, and then it's
Oh my God.
And honestly, and for those of you listening, if you're listening to Mikey say, like, that is not a funny story. It is not a funny story. Like, that story makes me cringe listening to it. I hate listening to it. And I was dreading having to rewatch the movie for that one. That scene and her getting burned alive, I was like, I'm just gonna fast forward all these
Is
parts.
it bad that you say that? And like, I was watching that scene again and I was going, huh?
Yeah, extra crispy.
The
Whatever.
sleeping bag scene.
Yeah, whatever. I laughed when I saw Jason, was it X, when like they have the cheerleaders in the bag and they're slamming them against the tree. And it's like in the hologram scene. And he's like, they're all laughing. And I was like, I was dying. I was like, that's amazing.
Different tone, Lance. Different tone.
Yeah,
Yes,
very different.
clearly different. This is not a
Goodness.
slasher. This is a revenge film.
Well,
I
right,
forgot
but at the
she
time.
died.
Oh, Mandy?
Yeah, that's how much I was invested the first time around. I was watching and I was like, oh, she died.
Well, that's why he goes insane, right? And he doesn't really. So at the beginning, like, he's still himself, I think, to an extent. And then after he takes the that. So what's going on with the drugs now? So this is what makes it a psychedelic trippy film, y'all, because apparently these meth heads took like the wrong meth or LSD or something that was like mutated, and it made them into these like crazy ass mutant biker type. I don't
Cannibalistic
even know,
Satanist
cannibal,
vampire
Satanist,
demon.
I don't know, every little thing that you could think of. And so eventually, in order to defeat them, Nicolas Cage has to take it himself. And so you know he's not coming back from that, right? Which I guess is fine. I mean, like, I think it would suck. Like, you watch the person that you love most in the whole world just burn to death, and then where do you go from there? Like, what do?
Well,
You
what did you think of the weird, like, technically, for all words, it's Hellraiser. The Hellraiser scene where they blow the whistle and then these guys come out of nowhere on motorcycles, but then
Yeah.
they almost take away their like weird creepiness by saying, oh, they live in this house together and they do coke and what's, you know, like it's like, oh, that's weird. Is that what the guys from Hellraisers do when they're not like being called on from the box? It's like,
You,
what
the first of all, you're talking
is?
about the Cenobites. They are not the Cenobites,
Yeah,
but yes,
Lance.
they are very similar to that, I guess, in tone, sure.
Well, he calls it from the little rock whistle thing, and then they show up, and then you're thinking, okay, that's cool. Okay, so there's more like something going on here, but then it gets totally ruined by him going to their house or waking up in their house. No one feels like the urge to murder this guy for some reason. They have many chances to murder Nicolas Cage's character, which most people would have done. Why let this guy live every 2 seconds? It's like he obviously was trying to murder you. Like, you don't look like the kind of people who ask questions. So it's like, why would he still be alive? Like,
Oh, Lance.
no one, no one. All right.
I
I'm just saying.
I don't remember that part.
I know.
So what happens the first go around? I think they left him there to die outside. Like, they didn't think he was gonna get out.
Well, that wound probably should have murdered anyone.
So they assumed that he would just die outside because he was stabbed, and you know, he's bleeding, and he's tied up with barbed wire around his mouth, around his hands. Like, it's not like it's easy for him to just, oh, let me slip my wrist through this. And it wasn't easy for him to get it out. Like, think Gerald's Game, ladies and gentlemen. And so, you know, he gets out of that. And then I think with the bikers are not well. Like, his friend even tells him, like, they're not really people anymore.
Oh,
But
the
what?
random scene where he collects weapons.
Well, he's got to go pick his shit up. He's got to go make his thing. And then, and that's when, once he makes that weapon, that's when the credits pull up and you see the whole metal Mandy spelled out that Mikey says he can never read because he
Was like,
doesn't
is
know what the hell it says. Yes,
that
it says Mandy.
Yeah,
And
there's not just sticks being thrown on the ground,
like,
Mikey.
oh, how beautiful. We're summoning the Blair Witch.
Well, yes. And so, thank you. But, and I think this is where the movie really starts to pick up and the shift really begins because this is where everything goes batshit crazy. And I just love that because you have that nice dichotomy of a very somber type slow burn at the beginning where you're building up to all of the craziness that's about to come. And then when it does come, like it hits and then it doesn't stop. And so, of course, yes, we could kill him, but then we wouldn't have the rest of the movie land. So
Yeah,
I'm not,
Lance.
that's fine, and I get that, but it's like he puts alcohol over it at one point and is on his hands. That doesn't seal up your wound,
It cleans
like,
them
and bleed you.
out.
It doesn't stop it from bleeding. Like, you still have a giant hole in you. Like,
He's
at
fighting
least
infection, Lance.
sell him to the devil. Like, make a pact with somebody so you get healed, so you know you're going to get set revenge or whatever, or have him sit there and actually stitch it up. But to not even have a scene where that shows that it even gets
It wasn't
healed to
even
some
that
degree.
bad.
That's
Okay, if
not the
Lance ever
point.
cuts himself, he's just gonna sell his soul to the devil, even if he just needs a band-aid.
Oh my God. I'm
Hey,
sure you wouldn't hear the end of
some
it if
people
that
live for no
happened.
reasons. Some people live for a reason. I'll sell it to the devil.
What
Fuck
does
it, let's do it.
that even? Sometimes I wonder what's going on in that head of yours. But
No, it's
anyway.
more like what's in that cup.
Oh
Anyway.
yeah.
Good luck
Pretty.
editing the ice out, by the way. You're gonna be in
I
trouble,
know, Mr.
Lance.
Jiggle Jangles over here. And I'm
I
like,
do it
what?
without
I
saying
kept
anything.
hearing ice and I literally yelled at Dan earlier because I thought it was him. And then I looked in front of me. And it was you motherfucker. So you better apologize. Anyways.
Sorry, Dan, for
Well,
drinking my drink.
jiggling in front of your microphone while we're recording is not
Yeah,
helping.
I
My
forgot my mic's
God. Don't
a little bit
jingle
more
in front of the microphone,
sensitive.
Lance. He just jingled. There he goes. Oh my God. Now I need a refill. But anyway.
I'm just
So
saying no.
no. Okay. Well,
Oh.
now we know what somebody thinks of the film. That's totally fine. But having said
I still
that,
liked it.
okay, doesn't feel like you do, but that's fine. So I honestly have been wanting to do this movie since I'd seen it, and we've talked about it before every now and again on the show, just kind of in passing, because obviously Nicolas Cage did so well in the film. But then we also have Richard Brake in the film as the chemist. And anytime Richard Brake shows up, surprisingly, is always a treat for me. I loved
So good.
that he pops in Barbarian. Like that was such a good that was such a good way to bring him in because he's the best. Like he's the reason, like you may love or hate 31, but his character in 31 is so fucking good. And it's the same with, with the other one that everybody hated, Three
Three
from
from Hell.
Hell. Yeah. Unfortunately they had to pivot because of
Did Haig dying?
that Haig dying. I'm so sorry. And but I
How
love
dare
that.
you?
I know I'm horrible, but I love that we bring in Richard Brake to sort of, fill in a space, for the third character. While obviously it's not Captain Spaulding and he'll never be Captain Spaulding,
They
he's
just had to
always,
use him as an emergency brake. Go ahead,
yeah.
Lauren.
Oh my God. But yeah, he is like, he does such everything he does is just so fucking good. He's creepy. He's scary. Like there's just something so sinister about him, but then charismatic at the same time. So you don't know, like, do I trust this creepy motherfucker or do I not? Like I don't know. He's always so good at playing those types of characters. You know me, I love, odd people. So there's that.
Red flags. We know. We talked about it last
I know. Red
episode.
flags. Yes.
I know. We,
Flags.
you too.
Beautiful flags. Yes.
Jesus. The Mikey and AIDS story. Flags are us over here.
Well, and that's the thing. I was just saying, last night at prom, I all the girls kept walking in with their gowns, and I kept hearing Mikey's voice, gowns, beautiful gowns, which I
That's
know
what I
is
was
not
gonna say
Mikey's
about this movie. This movie had gowns, beautiful gowns. It was nice
beautiful
to look
gowns.
at.
I know. Obviously this isn't a traditional horror film, and I always tell people, like, when they want to watch something and they're not traditional horror fans, I usually recommend Mandy because I feel like it's strange enough to keep somebody long enough until, like, the shit really starts to hit the fan, and then it's really, really violent and bloody. So it's like, I kind of like that I gave that to you. I kind of don't feel bad that if you hate gore, oh well. But it's akin to, like, action movies as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of violence that you see. So what difference does it
It
make?
was just too long.
It
Two
is
hours. 2 hours of my
Yeah.
time.
Yes, it is. And I didn't realize it was 2 hours until I said, let's watch it. But my initial pick was Antiviral. And I just know somebody in this room jingling his ice would have so many things to say about why I made him watch that fucking movie. So
I mean, he sure does have a lot to say about this one too,
I'm
so
clear.
nice.
Yes, I know. Mr. Critic
Again,
over here.
it's one of those things where, like, you see such the positive in the movie, and I like a lot of the things, and then it's just like, you're like, oh, come on, man, like, you shortchanged me, like, what the fuck?
Well,
He
how did it
doesn't like to be shortchanged.
shortchange you?
I gave him blue
I'm so
balls.
confused. What are you
I don't know,
shortchanged by?
shortchanged in the sense that you gave me these mystical characters that are motorcycles, like these like Mad Max-esque people who obviously have no faces, but then you humanize them by basically saying they're kind of maybe not really mystical, you know, they're just people who like do a lot of drugs, but like gigantuous amount of drugs that no one died from, or are they dead? Are they living dead? Like you get another thing from that scenario. You get like the kind of weird story from the random guy in the trailer where he gets his weapons from. You know what I
Well,
mean?
that's his
Which,
buddy from the army, right? So he's
yeah.
definitely, he's a veteran. He
And I
goes
love that
there to
dude
give his
from
shit.
Aliens. I also love that dude. You know what I mean? So it's like a Predator. He's also in Predator. You know what I mean? It's
Bill Duke, who is who
yeah,
we're
Bill Duke's
talking
in
about,
so
Bill
many good
Duke.
things.
I think to me, I kind of understand what you're saying, but you know, I mentioned that I couldn't really take it seriously, but it's also because you know how sometimes people hear a song and they're like, oh my God, this song made me cry, yada, 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 yada. And then you listen to it and you're like, I don't get it. It's not a bad song. I don't get it. And so this movie was very gowns, beautiful gowns. Thank you, Aretha Franklin. But, and it was very nice to look at. I love the score. I think is the, is it scored by Sonoma Caves? I don't remember. Because it's the same people that did, is it Over the Black Rainbow or whatever the movie's called? I don't know, guys. I'm drunk.
Oh my God.
To me, it seems like Meat Loaf wrote a Harlequin novel and then went on an acid trip at the end.
I love
And
that.
that's how I see it. And I'm okay with it not making sense. I'm okay with it being fantasy because she was a fantasy artist. So it kind of incorporates that. Like, there's even lines that reference Dungeons and Dragons that
Yeah.
one of the cultists says. I did roll my eyes because the director's name, his last name is Cosmatos, and I was like, okay, I get it. You like space. But this movie has a huge audience and a huge following, and people love it. And I can see why. But look, the top review, David Lynch meets Hellraiser meets Rob Zombie. There you
Yeah,
go.
David Lynch. I mean, Naked Lunch, you mean stuff like that, you know, Twin Peaks,
I
that
prefer
kind
my
of vibe.
Meatloaf Harlequin novel on acid, but it's
Did
fine.
you guys actually watch the scene at the credits, at the end of the credits? Did anybody see that? They actually show an actual picture of what she was drawing in the beginning of the scene, and she actually saw the future of him in the outfit he was with the actual weapon and everything like
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
Oh, that's
Like
cool.
she had like a preset of it, and he was probably at that time going, oh, that's cute. You know, so,
Little
but
does
like,
she know that meant she was
yeah.
dead.
Also, I was amazed about his forging time, you know, putting, you know, that metal to make that amazing, you know, it's just like some of this stuff is so cool because it's very fantasy-esque, and it is very Dungeons and Dragons, which is what I like about it. You know what I mean? It's just some of these other things that just kills me because it's like having a dungeon master who doesn't know how to like fully tell a story correctly.
Well,
Wow,
I think that
Max.
a lot of the I think but that's I think a lot of that is intentional because especially when he starts taking the drugs himself, like we don't know, like are we watching this through his We're seeing everything through his perspective. So at the beginning, he's chugging all that vodka. So we know he's drunk as shit. And then every time he gets a little bit more out of it, the film gets a little wonkier. And so I think that that is intentional to sort of represent how he's viewing these things, not necessarily to confuse you. Okay. I think it was, that's just my two cents about it. However, I mean, I totally understand where people might see that it's maybe just more of a rip off, but I think more it's more of an homage to some of these images as well, because why not, right? Most people have not seen Hellraiser. Like Mikey, for example, just watched that a few years ago.
Well, I still
So
didn't get the Hellraiser connection. I still don't. Really?
because the one motorcycle guy had spikes all over him, so for some reason Lance thinks that's
No,
automatically
no, no,
Pinhead.
no. I'm saying that the fact that he had the little whistle thing is almost like having the box, and then you open the box and they show up. Well, he did the blowing the whistle thing, and they're like, "What do you do?" I'm like, "We'll just wait. They'll be here." Oh, okay. And then they magically show up in the woods.
My character in Baldur's Gate has a bell that you ring, and then the devil comes and helps you with whatever task you need. I don't think, oh, help me.
Yeah, and that's my thing too, is that obviously the cult summons them as well. So there has to be some sort of signal for that crew to be utilized. And it's the whistle.
Yes,
Wet
which I
my
thought
whistle.
for a second, I thought he was doing the, like, you know how you do the hand whistle where you just like put your
The
thumbs together
conch.
and it, like, yeah, then you just cup your own hands and make the whistle. I was like, I go, is he about to just, I mean, could any random child who's in this woods summon these people? Like, what is
Yes,
going
that's
on
the
here?
whole point. They probably pay
Yeah,
them to do that's what the cult does. That's why the cult
is
used
how it
them.
is.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I
Oh
get
my
that, but like, I
gosh.
mean, it's the same thing as most people who, you know, have like that happen where it's like, I like the
Who
movie,
is
don't get me
that?
wrong. I don't get me wrong. I like this
I
movie and
want to know who's summoning people in the woods. Like most people do it like
last
that,
Friday. Yeah,
I
exactly.
What is happening?
You don't know what I do on my weekends. I mean, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, see,
I
doesn't he
bet you
look 10
are.
years younger? It's literally just because he sacrificed a virgin to the devil last week.
Yeah, it's all that funky LSD he's ingesting.
I plead the fifth.
Well, there you
What?
go. Really quick, we'll go into some trivia, talk a little bit about it, and then I guess we can wrap it up because I know we're coming up on the hour. But referring back to my notes, this was
Say it.
actually a budget of $6 million. I'm not talking about the
Oh,
year.
dang, you built it up with, oh man, sorry,
I
everybody.
know. Sorry, I
Oh,
had a big word
balls.
in my notes.
Tease. Blue balls
Yeah.
over
I
here.
know.
Oh, and just to add, the score was by Johan Johansson, and I believe that he passed away before the movie came out because at the end there's like a tribute to him or something on there. So,
Yeah. Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
yeah. But then we have budget of $6 million. It only grossed 1.7 million at the box office, but I think that it was a very short run for it. It did well at Sundance and won a shit ton of awards for different things, Nicolas Cage's performance being one of them. And the weapon that he forges was based on the F from the logo for extreme metal band Celtic Frost. So apparently that's a thing.
Well, you know, Todd McFarlane actually has a really cool figure of Nicolas Cage from Mandy with the axe and everything like that. So it's actually pretty badass. And it actually, because Todd McFarlane does a really great job on doing this figure. So if anybody's really a big fan of it, go to Todd McFarlane and you'll get a total really good likeness of him from this character.
Yeah, so he plays the character Red, and obviously
How is
Mandy's
Celtic?
his what?
Was it me this
Sorry.
time?
Sorry, I'm getting a glass of wine. Two of you are on my last nerve.
Wow, Lance, I
What?
told you,
I didn't
Lance.
do anything this time. Just ice
I
guy over here
can't
for some reason.
believe you, Lance. After the
What?
things she tells you.
Wait. You know what? I'll take the blame, Mikey. I
Thank
will.
you.
She's not here anyway, so she can't even hear us.
My knight in shining armor.
It's so funny though. I was
She's just
like,
mad because we both didn't like the movie.
I really do like the movie. It's just, I don't know. It's like, it was just one of those things where, like, if you really like a movie and, like, it's just little spots could be so much cooler. It's like,
Yeah, kind of like
I mean, if they
Mandy
make a
could.
second one, I would totally watch it.
Yeah, Mandy could have been prettier, whatever, a little bit of makeup. Oh, replaced with Trixie
She
Mattel.
is a pretty actress, so I think they were just meant to make her look, plain Jane.
Oh, no wonder I didn't care about her.
Directed by Panos Cosmatos, I think is how you say it. He's a Canadian filmmaker. He's known for that other movie you just mentioned, Mikey, the Black something or other.
Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Beyond the Black Rainbow, yes. And then obviously it's 121 minutes, everybody. So if you're not into that runtime, you could always split the movie up into two. So you can watch it up until Mandy dies and then watch part two from that point on. And I think that would actually make a
It'll be like
good
Kill Bill.
series. Yeah, like
Yeah, make
Kill
it a
Bill.
TV special.
But yeah, it won two Fangoria Chainsaw Awards, one SATA Award, two Seattle Film Critics Society Awards, among others. Roger Ebert, .com, one of the critics on there, Nick Allen, excuse me, praises it. He says that writing that for all the endless feral performances that Cage has given in movies, good, bad, and forgettable, Cosmatos' style-driven 80s-tastic passion for weird worlds and characters takes full advantage of Cage's greatness and then some. And so I agree with that. 90% of critics have given the film positive review on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got a 7.6 out of 10. The consensus reads, Mandy's gonzo violence is fueled by a gripping performance by Nicolas Cage and anchored with palpable emotion conveyed between his volcanic outbursts. So, I mean, really, I think Cage carries the film, but everybody else in it is pretty good. Nicolas Cage is Red Miller, Andrea Riseborough is Mandy. Linus Roach is Jeremiah Sand, which is that fucking, is that his real penis? I did not look that up,
It
but
is.
I'm so sorry if it is. Oh.
Wow.
It is because he almost didn't do the movie because he didn't want to show his penis. And the director was like, it's fine. You don't have to show your penis. I'm not married to that scene. And then when he was like, when they were doing it and he was actually like getting ready, he was like, actually, this is the actor, not the director. He's like, I feel like this character would do that. So I'm going to do it. It's like, okay.
Nicolas Cage is over here like this going, don't be shitty. Do it.
Yeah.
I
I
mean,
cockroach.
it's
Yeah,
not,
exactly.
I'm assuming it's not
Well, so
ready to go. So.
that's also another reason why he thinks she's laughing because of his dick. That's why when she starts laughing at him, he starts like jacking off to like, I guess, try to make it bigger. Because
It's way bigger than it looks. It's cold in here.
originally it was supposed to show him nude and masturbating, but he was like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, hey, well, you don't have to do that. And he was like, okay, well, I'm gonna do it, but I don't want to do the masturbating part. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a difficult scene because, obviously, so they put her under all these drugs and hallucinogenics. So you would think that they would be like more, okay, maybe it's the drugs making her laugh, but honestly, I would probably laugh at him either way. So I
Well,
don't
one of
blame
the
her for that.
parallels they did to Manson was that Manson was really sensitive about his music and people did not like his music. So she's also laughing after he sings that song. And so he's like, well, she either hates my song or she hates my dick, which are the both
No.
just as bad. Right, Lance, when you
Well, I mean,
put.
she's belittling both, so
I mean, she's also fucking high as hell. So that's why I was like, she probably is laughing because she's stoned.
well,
Like,
she literally says right beforehand, was like, oh, you wrote this? He's like, yes. Oh, you're in this band. Like she was trying to concept the idea, like it's like, oh, you actually had something to do with this that you're making me listen to. Wow.
That sounds like our discussion after you sent me the Rushmore album.
Ouch.
I'm just
Ouch.
kidding. I love it. I love them, Lance. I'm just
Oh, it's
kidding.
fine. And we're
No.
playing in
Oh.
December, just so you know.
But she does kind of come back. Like, I think that the ending, in a way, is sort of happy because in his mind, he's with her again. I don't know.
I mean, I do love the true love story of it where like the guy was so pissed off that he thought, well, like I was shocked that like he wouldn't kill him like in the storyline because she was the one that offended, him, you know what I mean? Not Red or Nicolas Cage's character. So it's kind of shocking that they wouldn't have gone the other way. Obviously, I get it because Nicolas Cage is the star of the thing, but and like thematically writing wise, I would almost have it where you embarrass me. You love this man so much. Well, maybe I'll just murder him in front of you, kind of deal. That would be like my initial idea, but I guess they went the other direction on it. But it's kind of a cool movie. Like honestly, like it has so many good points in it. I hate that it has little things that irk me a little bit more than you two, obviously. Maybe not much as Mikey, but like, yeah, no, but like it's a The actors they had in the cult were all amazing. I mean, Jesus. I mean, any of the one of those people could be a leading, like evil villain or evil, I mean, like character or something.
As far as like the how it was received, it's done well, and I think it's probably going to be a cult favorite, especially for Nicolas Cage. That was Mandy, ladies and gentlemen. The gowns, beautiful gowns. Yay. So, I was actually really excited to do this one. I'm really glad that you guys let me do it. I'm sorry that it wasn't anti-viral, but as that is also, I believe, David Cronenberg's son. What's his name? Brandon. It's a Brandon Cronenberg film, and I know Mikey is not a Cronenberg fan, so I'm like, okay, I can't win. So I had to piss off somebody today, and I'm
Doesn't mean
glad it
we
was
can't watch
Lance.
it.
Yeah.
You didn't piss me off. The,
No,
I
Lance loved the movie.
I love Nicolas Cage. I am a fan of Nicolas Cage. Like maybe not in Ghost Rider, but but
Wow.
I like it. I think that it's worth a watch. So for those of you, if you listen to all of this, I'm so sorry we spoiled it for you. But if you do want to watch it, it's streaming on Shudder. And I think you could probably rent it. Oh, I think it's on Tubi too, or Pluto or Plex. One of
one of the
those.
free ones.
One of the free ones. So you can watch it with ads on any of those platforms, most likely. If you have Shudder, just watch it there. So.
Maybe with the ads it would be a little bit not as brutal as long, you know what I mean? Like it's so weird, it makes it longer, but technically with the commercials and stuff like that, you'd kind of like, oh, okay.
That's how ads work. That's how time works.
Yeah.
Though we already reviewed it, but I told Lance and he thought it was a different movie, of course. He was confused. But I was like, we could have
Of
done
course.
Harvest Lake, but we already reviewed that one.
Oh
We did.
yeah.
That was a Patreon episode.
That was a lot. That's what that was.
That was a lot. So if you guys want to hear that one on Harvest Lake, you can watch Harvest Lake on Tubi. I recommend watching it. I think it's a good one.
Give you a lot of confusing boners.
It does, yeah. Because even I was getting a little like, why am I, what's happening?
Abe was
I
getting a
would sit
little
and talk
lightheaded
about
and a
it for an
boner.
hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was that. Yeah, that's a good one. So if you guys want to check that one out, and that was the other one that we really wanted to talk about that had two parts was Don't Fuck in the Woods, and that's another one that you can view in Tubi, which
Such a good
is
movie.
they're
Both of
both
them.
very entertaining.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that
Love
one
it.
doesn't really give you so much as a boner as I think Harvest Lake would. So, just a
Yeah,
caveat for that one.
I
With that, I think I said the slug coming up her pussy, like in the.
Oh, yeah.
I
That was good.
did.
Real
That
good.
was
We'll watch it, Lance, on our last night in Florida.
Oh my God. You guys gonna hold hands. Anyway.
Hold elephant trunks, but we also have one more week, so who knows what we're going to review this last week. So,
Yeah, if you guys have any, if you hear this and you have any suggestions or want to throw anything out there, I know that Leslie Thurman was saying that we need to do a Pam Grier month at some point too, or something
yeah,
Pam Grier related. So maybe there's a psychedelic one with her that we can figure
I mean,
out.
she
Who
is
knows?
from like that 70s
I'm
kind
gonna
of
say
80s
we'll
time
check and see
frame,
what the 70s
yeah.
section of the psychedelic movies.
Yes. So Mikey, if you want to support us on Patreon or check out that sweet Harvest Lake episode, where would you do it?
You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/slashpod for as little as
Okay.
$1 a month. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mikey, what is the difference now that we got going on hourly wise on all the things that we have going on
Hourly
now?
wise, oh my goodness. Okay, Lance, I got it. I got it. So, just so everybody knows, we are putting more content onto our YouTube channel. So, if you like what you heard and you want to see some of the shit talk, you can go to YouTube. It's a condensed version, so we keep it around 30 minutes. So, it's not the full episodes, but you'll get some highlights and some of the moments that we have here. So, really, if you watch the YouTube video and you haven't heard the episode, if you want to hear the whole episode, you'll listen to us here or on Patreon. And then subscribe to our YouTube channel also. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
Like and
we're on
subscribe.
YouTube and TikTok, so please look for us,
Slashers
Slashers
Pod.
Pod. And I would
All those
ask,
dental dams.
oh my
Lance, I would
goodness.
ask you what's going on, but you don't know. So you can
What?
follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Slashers Pod or Slashers Podcast, respectfully, or on the Mutant Goons pages on either Instagram or Facebook. You can follow me at Pathologically ADE. You can follow Mikey at Horror in a Half Shell. You can follow Lance at Zombie versus Hate and many his plethora of projects he's so passionate about, you can find on his page. So I think that just wraps it up for all of our plugs. Oh, don't forget slasherspod.redbubble.com. We've got some new designs up there that Mikey was so gracious in getting for us and sticking on there for us. You can,
Right.
I just ordered a bunch of buttons that we'll be wearing at Spooky Empire. So if you guys are interested in coming to Florida in May, we will all be at the Spooky Empire here in Orlando. They are doing it at the Wyndham in May. And we'll be there on Saturday, May 18th, but it's actually all weekend long. It's from the May 16th, starts May 16th at night. They do like a pre-party and then ends on May 20th, on or May 19th on Sunday. So there's a lot of good people coming up. The cast of Blair Witch will be there. A bunch of the Children of the Corn actors will be there. We've got
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Allison Cooper will be there, by
Allison
the
Cooper.
way. Is it Alice Cooper or is it a cover band? I'm not sure, but apparently Lance is excited. He remembers who that is. So
Wow.
we also, but it's going to be a good time. So if anybody's out in Orlando, in the Orlando area, wants to come out and see us, we will be passing out, little prizes and things of that nature. So if any of you are planning on making it down to Florida and you have nothing to do on that Saturday, that'd be a great way to spend your money. Tickets are only $50 to get in. And I did invite, by the way, I did invite Austin from Frightmare. So hopefully they can make it out as well. And we can all make it a one big happy family party. Yay.
Yay. We'll also have a kissing booth, so get your COVID shot.
Ooh.
Wait, aren't the Steves showing up, or one of the Steves?
Yeah, he is. Alpha Steve.
Oh, the tan one. I like him. Okay. That'll be fun. Me and Mikey will say hi.
We'll make
Mikey's
Lance
gonna wear
interview
his hat.
him.
Yeah.
I am gonna wear the hat.
I'll be the guy like, "Sup, dude."
Yeah. Sup, bro?
Yeah.
He's so jealous. It's disturbing.
I know.
He's
Lance
so
can't
Mark
take that
Wahlberg,
getting
and
the
I'm Reese
attention.
Witherspoon. I know. Finger blast
On
me on the
the
Glowatron or
roller
whatever it's called.
coaster.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. And so there's a lot, we're going to be having a good time. So make sure you check us out while we're here and give us a follow. We'll try to go live and hopefully it won't be a disaster like it was last time.
No
At 2 o'clock in the
guarantees.
morning, but not
Yeah.
gonna, no, absolutely not going to guarantee it, no. So if we don't have anything else to say about it, and no, Lance, I'm not asking you any more questions. With that, I love you guys. Goodbye and good day.
Goodbye, don't die.
Die.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you,
You're
Ho. I appreciate it.
welcome.
Ah.